And our counselor to my left and your right has some guidelines on how we conduct our meetings and how we require you to conduct yourselves. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, during the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any question should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2100, Catherine Schultz.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail flower shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less. The property is located on the southwest side of Camp Barnes Road, approximately 425 feet west of Miller's Neck Road. The 911 address is 36570 Camp Barnes Road in Frankford. The tax map is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 117.01. For the record, we are submitting a site plan that was received, the staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Is there anyone here representing this application? Please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Catherine Schultz, and what was
your address?
36570 Camp Barnes Road, Frankfort, okay. Delaware.
You heard what Ms. Cornwell read into the record. Would you like to add anything for the record?
No, she covered most everything. I just wish to move my flower shop from where it is to my residence.
Okay. Well, we'll see if someone on the commission has some questions and dig
Mr.
into your
Ross, app. Just before we do that, just so it's not questions from the commission, I'm going to give you a general question. One of the things, or a little bit of an explanation to help you out, the commission has to act on the record that's presented to it. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell a little bit about your property, kind of what's around there on the road, and the type of shop, the number of people you expect, you know, that
right.
type of thing.
I'll give you some background.
Sorry, I've mister, had... just before you do that, I didn't want to interrupt, but I just it's better if you tell us than we ask a bunch of leading questions. So.
Okay.
I'm good with that approach.
I've presently been located on Route 1 in Bethany Beach for the last 32 years. My landlord is planning on doing something different with the property that we're on. They gave us a 2 years to basically find someplace else to go. So instead of doing that, I am looking into moving it to my property, which is located on Camp Barnes Road. I live at the entrance to Camp Barnes Wildlife Refuge before the road takes a Y there. They're putting in a new development at the top of the street called the Estuary. So basically, I'm down, like, not by a lot. There's four houses. My business is, anymore, 80% of it is phone and internet. It's not really a whole lot of walk-in. We offer services, you know, we do weddings, we do mostly anything that pertains to flowers, floral holidays. We do deliver, but our delivery is not like pizza delivery, meaning we take 10 deliveries, 20 deliveries, however many we have for that day. The truck leaves, he makes a big circle, he comes back, so it's not constant leaving the residence. Our busy time is fortunately in the off season, because that's when all the holidays hit, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's Day, that are floral holidays. So being located down that way close to Bethany Beach, where they get a big influx of summertime people, it's really, summertime's a perk for us. It's really not a busy time of year. More this time of year is with weddings and whatnot. So it would just make it more feasible to do it on my own property so that I don't have to find another place to rent.
Fair enough. I think that's a good explanation, a good start. So back to you, Mr. Ross.
No, that's good. It is a good start. Mr. Hudson.
Yes, the driveway that you have now at your house, we use that for parking?
Yes. The way I have 45 feet, and I think I can fit 8 to 10 parking spots.
Okay, good. That was my next question.
And with a handicap and an employee, so it'll basically be about 12.
Okay, and what will your shop hours be?
9 to 5 or 8 to 4.
Okay.
Right presently, it's 8 to 4 because school and sports.
Okay, and you already kind of answered the questions about how much traffic you would have in and out during the day, do you think?
Just my help. The driver, basically. I mean, people, do you ever buy flowers? They don't come in. They don't come. You call, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's how it works. I mean, it's all on the phone and mostly internet anymore with the,
yeah.
You know, we have a wedding come in for a consultation. That's really the foot traffic that you get. It's not a lot of walk-in.
And will you be requesting a sign?
Yes, eventually. My plans were to put it on the building. I haven't researched as to what is permitted.
You'd be permitted 4x8, 32 square feet on each side if you put, you know, a sign out by the road or whatever, but it couldn't be in the right of way. But that's pretty much the how big the sign is allowed, and you would ask whether you want it lighted or not, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, I certainly wouldn't have anything flashing and obnoxious, so it'd be classy.
Okay. I know the area well, and I don't have any further questions.
Mr. Wheatley.
How about deliveries? How often do you receive deliveries, and is there room for the vehicles to get off the road to unload and so on?
Yeah, we don't get tractor trailers. It comes in a minivan out of York, PA, in Baltimore, and they usually get there. One gets there at 9, one gets there at 10. And it's Monday through, well, they don't come on Tuesdays, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's not like anybody's coming in the middle of the night.
Okay. And there's room for the vehicles to get off the highway onto your property so they're not stopped in the middle of the street or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no other questions, Mr. Ross. Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins.
How many employees do you have?
Two. I have one full-time and a part-time driver.
I think that's my only question.
Okay. Mrs. Hoey Stevenson?
Do you grow any of your own flowers?
No.
Okay.
That's hard labor. That's really hard.
That's all I had.
I'm just curious. The nearest maybe other business nearby, is there other businesses along the road or within a mile or two of where you're at?
No. There used to be, but I don't know if they were, like, legit.
What kind of business is what?
There used to be a beauty salon. No, I never went there. There used to be a beauty salon down the street, and then around the corner there's a guy that works on cars.
Cars, yeah.
And then around the other corner, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
But home business.
Right, okay. No further questions from me. Mrs. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None for me.
No grilling?
No.
If you don't mind taking a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2100 Catherine Schultz? Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. My name is James R. Mollican, Sr. I live at 31354 Dogwood Estates Drive, Dagsboro. And I've been associated with Catherine since about 2001. After I retired, I needed something to do to keep me busy, and I drove for her delivering flowers. And I have to tell you that being a professional myself, and she is about the most conscientious person that I've ever had the chance to work with. She's very organized. She has a system that is just beyond belief that how many flowers she can put out of that place in one day. And being a driver, it's a miracle how we can deliver all of them in one day. But we do our best, and we try not to interfere with anyone, and we try not to make phone calls to give away a gift to someone who's waiting for a surprise. So we try to orchestrate everything so that everything is covered as far as the outside maintenance of the building. All of the inside works are done in a planned fashion. Even though there's a lot of waste with flower arrangements and the like, we're able to dispose of them in a neat and orderly fashion so that it doesn't interfere or create any safety issues on the premises. The drivers know most of the areas, and we have GPSs that can give us the areas as long as we keep it updated with the development process as it is here in time. What's here today is not here tomorrow, or what's here tonight, it may be something else tomorrow. But at any rate, we're able to do that in a very expeditious way. Very well organized and orchestrated, particularly at times like Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, where Katie barred the door. We actually have it set up by section, so each driver would take the section that they're most familiar with and deliver. As far south as Ocean City, as far north as Lewis, as far west as Gumboro, and as far east as the ocean. So, I mean, it's an enjoyable job, but it's something that needs to have attention. Kathy offers every kind of discipline that you can imagine. And I would highly recommend her for this position in that location.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2100? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions?
Yep.
Wells? No. Ms. Corwell, Mr. Robertson, any questions?
No.
Nope.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.